Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding seven lines from the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis by the last word of the line. So we're in the middle of discussing over the last couple shiurim about the halacha regarding if, let's say, the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he's in the middle of performing the hazayis of the power of the Sayer and the dam spills. So we mentioned in the Mishnah Samach Amud Aleph Amud Chalikas, the Tanakama, who we said in the Gemara is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, the Tanakama said that he gets a new power or a new sire, he shechts a new power, a new sire, and he sprinkles from the new dam, starts again from the beginning of the set. Even if he did, let's say, already three hazayis before the dam spilled, once the dam spills, he has to shecht a new power or a new sire, and he starts again from the beginning. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, so they said that no, he starts from where he left off. If, let's say, he already did three hazayis, so when he gets the new dam from the new power or sayer that he shechts, so he's going to start from hazah number four. He'll do 4, 5, 6, and 7, and that's it. He doesn't start from the beginning. He picks up from where he left off. The Gemara now in today's Amud is going to discuss a detail that we left out, and that is we're going to learn later that after the Kohen Gadol sends away the sayer amishtalech, so he goes back to the power and the sayer that he shechted, and he takes out the different imurim to bring onto the mizbeach, and lemaisa with the actual guf, the body of the power and the sayer, he gives that to someone else, he gives that to other people to bring outside Yerushalayim to the Beis HaDeshen, and they burn it over there, the place that's designated for this, the Beis HaDeshen, and they burn over there the power and the sayer. The body of the power and the sar get burnt, and the people who bring the power and the sar to get burnt, their clothes become tameh. These are dinim of the power and the sayer. So now the shaila of the Gemara is going to discuss now is in this situation where the dam spilled. So now there's more than one power, or there's more than one sayer that are not alive, that were shechted. So this halacha of tumas begadim and sreifa, which cow and which sayer does that apply to? If let's say he's in the middle of he has two paris. He was shechted two paris, and now he has a sayer. So do both paris get burnt? Does only one of them get burnt? So what's the halacha with regards to the different paris and seirim if in a case where there's more than one because a dam spilled? So it says the Gemara Tanan Hasam, which literally means that we learned in the Mishnah, but the Gaon points out this is not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. He says we should be Gairis Tanur Rabbanan. So Tanur Rabbanan we learned in a Braisa. V'chulam mitamen bibigodim v'nisrafin abeis adeshen divir ablazav Reb Shimon. The sheet of ablazav and Reb Shimon is that all the parim, all the seirim that were shechted, whichever, all of them, they all get this din that they're brought outside of Yerushalayim to the Beis HaDeshen to get burnt, and all of them are mitame the begadim of those who bring them there, who are performing this reifa. The chachamim aimrim that no, ein mitamen begadim ve'ein nisrafin abeis HaDeshen ela ha'achrin hayo v'gamar by kapara. The chachamim say that no, it's only one power and one sire that's going to have this din of tumas begadim and sreifa, and that's the last one that was used. The last one which was used, that's the one that's going to get this din of tumas begadim and sreifa, which Rabbeinu Chananel explains as l'shitasam. Reb Luz, Reb Shimon held, like we mentioned just before, that when you shecht a new power and a new sire, you pick up from where you left off. If you did three hazayis, so you just do 4, 5, 6, and 7. You pick up from where you left off. Meaning to say that Reb Luz and Reb Shimon, they're machshiv that first half, that first power, that first sayer that you sprinkled with, and we're still counting those hazayis. So since we're still counting those hazayis, that the first power and sayer were still used. Since they were still used, so all the parim, all the seirim, are going to have this din of tumas begadim and sreifa. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, but the Chachamim, the Tanakam, and the Mishnah said that no, you start again from the beginning. Meaning we do away with whatever hazayis you did from the first power or for the first sayer. We do away with it completely. It's as if it never existed. So since that power and sayer are not being used for the kapara, it's only the last one that's being used, so therefore the Chachamim say that it's only the last power that's actually used, or the last sayer that's actually used, that's going to get this din of Tumas Begadim and Sreifa. Says the Gemara, "By mine Rava Merav Nachman." Rava asked the Shaila from Rav Nachman. He said, "Kama seirim mishalech? How many seirim are going to go lazazil and get sent to the cliff?" So the way the Tosfos HaRosh learns, at least if he one side seems to be the Pashtus of the Gemara, the way he learns the Gemara is that The Gemara Shaila now, Rav Shaila is Bedas Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. We said that according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, so when you, let's say the Sayer Dam got spilled in the middle of the Hazai, so he shechts a new Sayer. Now when he shechts a new Sayer, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah soon, on Samach Bezam and Aleph, that he actually has to, before he shechts a new Sayer, again, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he sprinkles the Dam of the Par, he goes out, shechts the Sayer, comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he starts sprinkling the Dam of the Sayer. He does three Hazais, and then the dam spilled. So when he goes out, he doesn't just shecht a new sayer. We're going to learn in the Mishnah soon that he actually has to now designate a new two seirim, because the seirim have to be dafka designated through a geirul. Since it has to be designated through a geirul, he can't just get a new sayer and use that as the sayer lashem. He has to get a new two seirim. He's going to have to get a new two seirim. One of them is going to become the new sayer lazazel. The other one's going to be the new sayer lashem. And then he's going to go in with the dam. He's going to shecht and go in with the dam of the sayer lashem. So it comes out now there's going to be two Seirim Lazazel. There's going to be the first one, the original one, which was paired with the Sayer that the Dam spilled. And then there's going to be the new one, which came together with the second Sayer Lashem. So there's going to be two Seirim Lazazel. So now, according to Blaz of Reb Shimon, that they hold that were Machshiv, the first Sayer, and that the first Sayer even has a Din Tumas Begadim, even has a Din Sreifa. So being that if they hold that were Machshiv, all the Seirim that are used, so now the Shaila is going to be, are we going to send all of them to Azazel? Are all the Seirim Lazazel also going to all get sent to Azazel? I mean, according to the Chachamim, that we're only really Machshev, the last one. It's only the last one that has a Din Tumas Begadim and a Din Sreifa, because the Kapar is all being accomplished with the last one. So then, obviously, it's only going to be the last Sayer, the new Sayer Lazazel, that's going to be sent Lazazel. But according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, that they say that no, we're Machshev all the Seirim that are used, the three Hazazel of that one, the four Azayis of this one, we're Makshiv both. They're both being used for the Kapara. They're even both going to have a Din Tumas Begadim. They're both going to have a Din Sreifa. So what are we going to say about the two Seirim Lazazel? Now that we're going to have two Seirim Lazazel, do they both get sent Lazazel, or does only one get sent? So Amar Leh, so Rav Nachman said back to Rava, a svara that v'chi edrei mishaleach. What, you think he's going to send away a whole flock of seirim? It doesn't make any sense. He only sends away one. The Torah says he sends away one sayer lazazel. So that's the answer. He's only going to send away one. We'll see soon which one, but he's only going to send away one. So Amar Lai, Rava said back to Rav Nachman, that's a taina. V'chi edrei mishaleach is a taina. I'll tell you the same thing back. V'chi edrei sayreif. What, does he burn his whole flock? The Torah only says to burn one sayer, one par, one sayer. And yet still Rav Elazar Rav Shimon say that if more than one is used for the kapara, because he did three azayis and then the dam spilled, so then both of them get burnt. So you see, yeah, we'll burn the whole flock. So maybe also when it comes to lazazo, to the seirim lazazo, we'll send the whole flock lazazo. So no, Rav Nachman explained, Ami Dami, it's not comparable. You can't compare the Din Sreifa to the Din Lazazel. Because Hasam, by the Din Sreifa, like Siv Aysai, it doesn't say Aysai, it doesn't specify that it's only one. But Hachak Siv Aysai. But over here it says Aysai Lazazel, which is Mashma, only one of them gets sent to Azazel. So only one of them could get sent. We're not going to send, let's say in the case where two Seirim were used, we're not going to send both Lazazel, we're only going to send one. So now the Shaila is going to be, so now which one gets sent Lazazel? Is it going to be the first one, which was paired with the one whose dam spilled? Or is it going to be the new one, which is paired with the new Sayer Lashem? That's dam is actually, that actually gets used to complete the kapara. So says the Gemara, Itmar Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava Amar, Rishay Mishalech. He says that it's the Rishon, it's the first one, the one that was paired with the dam that spilled, that's the one that's going to get sent Lazazel. Rav Shimi Mishmei de Rava Amar, that no, Achrein Mishalech, it's going to be the last one, the second one, the one that's paired with the new Sayer Lashem, that's going to be the one that sent Lazazel. So now says the Gemara like this, Bishlam Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Mishmei de Rava, the Amar Achrein Mishalech. Makes sense that he says that the last one gets sent, the second one that gets sent Lazazel. Because Ksavar, he had the Svara, that Hayel V'Gamar by Kapara, since it's the final one, it's used to complete the Kapara, so there's significance to that, to the fact that it was used to complete the Kapara, so that's significant, and therefore that's the one that gets used, that's the one that gets sent to Lazazel, because it was finished. We have a concept that Eina Mitzvah Nikris El Hashem Gaimra, that the mitzvah is only called by the shame of the one who finished it, so this is the one that finished the Kapara. So it makes sense that that's the one that should get sent to Azazel. El Rav Papi mishmei de Rava. But according to Rav Papi mishmei de Rava, that he said that no, it's the first one that gets sent to Azazel. My kasavar, what's the pshat? Why does he hold dafka the first one? So we know not both of them, because it says oisai. But mechatesi, that it should be dafka the first one. So says the Gemara, the reason for Rav Papi that he holds it's dafka the first one that gets sent to Azazel is because savar la kreb yaisi. He holds a Kerbi Yaisi. The Amar Mitzvah Berishon, who says it always when you have two things, and the mitzvah is always, there's always a mitzvah to do the there's always a mitzvah to do it with the first one which was designated. So since like over here, now they're both in front of him, now they're both equally in front of him, but since there was one which was designated first, so there's always a mitzvah to do it Berishon. That's Rabbi Yaisi Shita, and that's what Rapapi holds. That's why he holds that it's the first one that gets sent to Azazel. Says the Gemara, hey Rabbi Yaisi, where do we find this Rabbi Yaisi that he says mitzvah berishon? What's the context? Says the Gemara, ilema Rabbi Yaisi de kupais. If you'll say it's Rabbi Yaisi who spoke about kupais, who spoke about machzeh shekel, did not we learned in the Mishnah regarding machzeh shekel and mesachah shkalim that shalosh kupais shall shalosh sha'in. There were three kupais, each one containing three sa'in. Basically, the halacha is that three times a year, the kohanim would go into a special lishka, a special room in the Beis HaMikdash, to be tayrim from the lishka. The way the Rambam explains the process in Hilchos Shkalim and Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, Hey, Vav Zayin, the way he explains the process is that the money that was collected from Machzeh Shekel would all get dumped into a certain room, a certain lishka in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, they weren't just dumped there on the floor. They had these three huge kupais. Each kupa was able to contain nine sa'ah. And the coins, the Machzeh Shekels, were placed in these three large kupais. Now, any Machzeh Shekel, which didn't fit in the kupois, so those taka were left on the floor, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains in Shekel HaKadosh. But majority, for the most part, the shkalim were collected into these three large kupois, each one able to contain, nine sa'ah. Now, three times a year, the Kohen would go into this lishka, and he would separate money from these larger kupais into three smaller kupais, and the money from these smaller kupais would then be used to buy the various karbanos tzibur, and to perform various functions. So now, on these smaller kupais, that's what's being described in this Mishnah that our Gemara is quoting, that these three smaller kupais each contained three sa'ah. So, and each one of them had, says the Gemara, so now we'll read it back inside in the entire Gemara, that now we learned in the Mishnah, that shalosh kupais or shalosh shayi sa'in, there was three kupais each containing three sa'in, shabahem tarmin es alishka, it was using these three smaller kupais that they would be tarim the lishka three times a year, the Gemara in the Mishnah in Shkalim describes. Vayakasav alei and aleph beis gimel. Now on these three smaller kupais, each one of them had a letter. One of them said an aleph, the first one used, that was used to separate had an aleph on it, the second one a beis, and the third one a gimel. Leida ezame anisrama rishon, in order to know which one was used to separate the money first. Lahavi heimen rishon, in order to bring from that kupa first, they needed to bring a carbon sibur, so they would bring it first from that kupa that had on it an aleph, shemitzvah berishon, because there's a mitzvah to do it, to use the first one. So you see, this is Rabbi Yaisi Shita, it's his mahalach in life, that there's a mitzvah to berishon. So that's where Rav Papi got it from, that he said that there's a mitzvah dafka to use the first sayur ha-mishtaleach. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from this Rabbi Yaisi that there's a mitzvah berishon when it comes to Seir Mishtaleach. Why? Because Dilma be'inu dis chazoi kamaisa lo yis chazoi b'sreisa. By Shkalim, it's understandable that Rabbi Yaisi said mitzvah berishon, because when the kohen separates the Shkalim into the first kupa, into the first smaller kupa that has on it an aleph, at that point, that's the only kupa which can be used to purchase the karbanos tzibur. The other kupais are empty. Then he's going to separate into the second one, and then he's going to separate into the third one. But at the time that the first one was fit to be used, be'inna dis chazai kamaisa, at the time that the first one was fit to be used, when the kain separated the shkalim into that first box, lo is chazai besraisa, the other ones weren't fit to be used. So maybe there, that's where Rabbi Yaisi said, there's a mitzvah berishain, since this one was the first one fit to be used, so that's the one that should be used first. But when it comes, and the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but what the Gemara means to say is that when it comes to Sayur, the Sayur la'azazel, In our case, here we don't have one which was fit to be used first. We have one which was designated first. But ultimately, none of them are fit to be used until the Kohen Gadol finishes with all the Hazayis. Until he finishes all the Hazayis, none of the Seirim are right to be sent Lazazel. They're only sent Lazazel after the Kohen Gadol finishes all the Hazayis. So when the Kohen Gadol finishes all the Hazayis, both of the Seirim are there at the exact same time. They're both fit to be used at the exact same time. So maybe in such a case, we don't say that there's a mitzvah berishain. Maybe mitzvah berishain is only when one of them is fit to be used first. But just because one was designated first, maybe that's not enough to say mitzvah berishain. So that can't be what Rav Papi was relying on. So says the Gemara, Elo Rabbi Yaisi de Pesach. The place where we found the Rabbi Yaisi, who says mitzvah berishain, even in a situation where one of them wasn't necessarily roy before the other one, it was just designated before the other one, is by Karban Pesach. That now we learned in the Mishnah by Karban Pesach, it says a mafresh pischoy, one who separates his Karban Pesach, the avad, and then the Karban Pesach gets lost. So he has animal number one for his Karban Pesach, and it gets lost. V'hifrish achir tachtov. So then he separates. He's mafresh a new Karban Pesach in the first one's place. So now he has a new Karban Pesach. V'achar koch nimsa rishain. And then he finds the first one. So now he has two Karban Pesachs in front of him. V'harishnei naimdin. Now they're both standing there in front of him. So says the Chachamim, eizim hen sheyirtze yakriv divrei Chachamim. The Chachamim say he could offer as the Karban Pesach whichever one he wants. Now they're both equally in front of him. He can bring whichever one. However, Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, the no mitzvah berishain is a mitzvah to dafka use the first one. Fine, if the second one is more proper, is a more chashev, is a more mahudrdik animal to be used, then fine, use that one. But really, mitzvah berishain is a mitzvah to use the first one. Now, in this case, here both of the Karban Pesachs were only roy at the same time, because the Karban Pesach is only roy to be brought on the 14th of Nisan by Chatzos. Here, presumably, we're talking about a case where the Pesach was lost before the Zman HaPesach, before Chatzais of Yud Dal Nisan. It was lost, let's say, Yud Gimel Nisan, or earlier. So in such a case where he's mafresh a new Karban Pesach and then finds the original, so there's one which was designated first, but both of them only become Roy at the same time, on Yud Dal Nisan at Chatzais. And still you see that Rabbi Yaisi says it is a mitzvah berishain, so that's similar to the case of the Sayer. That's where a puppy was coming from, where he said that Hu Adin by the Seirim, if when the dam spilled, and now there's a second Sayer Lazazel, even though they both become Roy at the same time, once the Kohen Gadol finishes all the Hazayis, there's still a mitzvah Berisha and a mitzvah to use the first one which was designated Hadron Allah Chetziulai. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Seirim Yom HaKippurim. So we spoke a lot about the two Seirim, what's done with the two Seirim, about the halachas of the different hazayis that's done with the two seirim of Yom Kippur. We said that the Kohen Gadol does a geirul to decide which one goes Lashem, which one goes Lazazel, and then he goes in with the dam of the one that says Lashem, he does the different hazayis. We're gonna learn later about sending away the other one, Lazazel. Now the Mishnah stops and tells us of the halachas regarding the seirim themselves, regarding the actual animals. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Seirim Yom Kippurim, when it comes to these two seirim, referring to the Sayer Lashem and the Sayer Lazazel, so mitzvah and shiyu, shnei and shavin, there's a halacha that they have to both be the same. In what way? So they have to be the same in a couple ways. First of all, bimare, they have to be the same in their appearance, which Rashi says refers to their color. They have to either both be white or both be black. They have to be the same color. Ubekaima, they have to be the same height. Ubedamim, and they have to cost the same price, which the Sfasemis points out. Al-Khayr, if they have the same color and the same height, so if they look the same, so then obviously they're gonna have the same price. Why is that an added tonight? Obviously, if they are exactly the same, so then they're by definition going to have the same price. But he points out that it's not true, because we find them Shasa Mailova, like an Iglatilsa of a third born calf, at least that's the way some interpret an Iglatilsa, what an Iglatilsa is. So if you find this Mailo of a third born animal, so here too also, you can have one Sayer that's a third born and one that's a second born. So the third born one will cost more, it will be more chashev. No, they have to be the same bedamim. That's how the Sfasemis explains the Mishnah. So they have to cost the same, they have to have the same price. They also have to be purchased at the same time, which Rav Yishayim learned means that to be purchased at the same time mamish, which means either buying them both from the same seller, so he could give money for both them at the exact same time, so the kinyan happens on both them at the exact same time, or buying from the same agent who's selling it on behalf of two sellers, but you're giving the money just to the agent, so you're purchasing the two animals at the exact, the two two seirim at the exact same time. Rabbeinu Eliyakim learns, there's a diak like this in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, we'll see soon, that no, that purchased at the exact, that the ubil kichasun ke'echa doesn't mean they have to be purchased mamish at the exact same time, it just means they have to be purchased on the same day. You can't buy one today and one tomorrow. But it doesn't have to be mamish, you're buying it from the same seller, so that it's chal at the exact same time, the kinyan of both of the seirim. Al-Kapanim says the Mishnah Vayter, va'af al pisha ain't shavin, that even though there's this halacha that they have to be shavin, lamaisa, if they're not shavin, if they don't have the same color, or if they're not the same height, if they're not the same price, lamaisa, they're gonna be ksherin. They're still gonna be kosher. It's not ma'akev. Laka, or huaden, laka ka'echad hayoim ve'echad lamachar. If let's say one of them is purchased today, and one of them is purchased tomorrow, ksherin, it's still gonna be kosher. So this is the dik, really, that like Rabbeinu Eliyakim, that, ubel kichasun ka'echad means that they have to be purchased just on the same day, belav dafka, at the exact same time. Because we see over here, that when the Mishnah wants to contrast that it's b'di'evit, it's still be kosher, it says, but if one's purchased today, one's purchased tomorrow, it's still gonna be kosher. Why not just say if one's purchased at this minute and one's purchased, a minute later, or if they're purchased from two different buyers, so then it's still gonna be kosher. It's mashed from here that the ma'ilah of ubel kichasun ke'echad is that they just have to be purchased on the same day. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Meis Echad Mehem, if one of them dies, so Im actually Higro Meis, so if one of them dies before the Geirul, so Yikach Zug Lasheni, so you'll just take now a second Sayer for the other Sayer, and you'll do a Geirul, and everything's fine. However, Im Mish Higro Meis, if one of them dies after the Geirul, so that's what we already discussed previously, so then Yavi Zug Acher, you have to bring a whole new pair of Sirim, V'yagr Alehem, Betchilo, and you have to do a whole new Geirul, V'yayimrin, you'll say, Im Shal Shem Meis, if it was the one, the Sayer Lashem that died, so Zesh Sha'ala Alav HaGayro Lashem Yiskayim Tachtav. So now this new one, which is Ayla, which the Gayro comes out Lashem, for this new one, that should be in place of the one that died. Vimshal Azazel Meis, if it's the one of the Azazel that died, so then Zesh Sha'ala Alav HaGayro Lazazel Yiskayim Tachtav, so then the new one, which is Lazazel, will be in its place. Now the Rambam points out that the Mishnah doesn't really mean to say that you're going to speak this out, that Kilu, you don't know which one died. We're talking about a case where you know which one died. It just means that if it's the one Lashem that died, so then you speak out that this new one, which is Lashem, will be in its place. And if it's the one Lazazel that dies, so then you speak out that this new one, which is Lazazel, should be in its place. Vahasheni, now what do you do with the other one? With the one that's not being used? We'll see in the Gemara more all the details about the different halachas, which are mentioned here in the Mishnah. But Vahasheni, the other one, which is not being used, so Yirachi Yistayv, you let it graze until it gets a mum, V'yimachir, V'yiplu Damo V'l'nedava, then you sell it, and the money goes to be used to purchase a nedava. And the reason for this is She'en Chatas Tzibur Mesa, even though the halacha of a chatas of a yachid is that if the owner of it dies, so then the chatas goes l'misa. Over here, it's a chatas tzibur, so therefore, even though it can't be used, it doesn't go l'misa. You could use it, and therefore, you just wait till it gets a mum, you sell it, and then use the money to buy nedava. You could use it. We don't say that you can't use it. However, no, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Tamos, you just let it die, and that's it. You can't use it, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the chatas tzibur is mesa. Va'idam Rabbi Yehuda said another halacha, that nishpach adam, if let's say the dam of the Sir Lashem spilled, so Yamis HaMishtaleach, so then we let the Sayer, the original Sayer HaMishtaleach, we let that one die. Mesa HaMishtaleach Yishafich HaDam. And if the Sayer HaMishtaleach died, so then we spill out the dam of the Sayer Lashem, which the Gemara will explain the details of these halachis.